Hello again, everybody. This is Scott Casper for TDRTV, InterMattWrestle.com, and all of our friends along the way. This very special interview brought to you by our friends at Clinch Gear. I say special. Well, it's not often we get a chance to talk to a very busy man indeed, Jim Junta, the founder of the NCWA. He joins us now. Jim, are you catching your breath?
Scott, barely. You know, we just got in from the national championships. What a whirlwind. You know, 3 days if you're running those things of no sleep and high energy levels. But we had a great nationals, photo finish sort of at the end, and some real differences in the way the champions and All-Americans were spread this year.
Well, it wasn't an easy day, if you think about it. Central Florida used its depth to overcome a rather disastrous start to the day, rallying past the apprentice school and the placing rounds to claim the National College Wrestling Association title. Talk about that day, because as we're finding in all levels of wrestling, we're finding that it's not an odds-on guarantee who's going to win or on what day they're really going to solidify that win. For the most part, it's coming down to the final day.
Well, no question. I mean, Central Florida, the first day did start off, and that was on Thursday, the first of six rounds. They started off relatively strong and made a strong showing into the quarters and were in the lead. Then on the day you refer to on Friday, Friday morning, they just got blistered. I mean, they went 0-8. They lost all eight out of the front half of the bracket. And that's when Apprentice came back and took the lead, although they didn't have enough in the tournament to sustain that. In Central Florida, the following round went 6-0, took all of their guys forward, didn't clinch it there, but certainly put themselves in a position to do it.
Got eight All-Americans out of the deal, too, so nice job by them. But you're right, and I'll tell you one thing that does. When you have a team going into the next day that has posted a first-place start to the day, okay, that gives them hope for next year. No matter how they ended up, that gives them a lot of hope to build on. It attracts great talent, and it attracts the attention of the administrators at these schools and these athletic departments. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're seeing a lot of, Apprentice is just overjoyed about how the program has gone off at their institution the last 2 years. And even though they play second here, very, very proud of their guys. They had a national champion out of that group. But all the institutions are moving forward. But the NCAA has become a lot more well-rounded. When we started years ago, there were a few teams that had kind of taken the lead and become the teams to beat, and those teams are still there, but there's new upcoming strong programs. You know, the third place team this year was Southern Illinois' Edwardsville, which has had a Division II program since the 1980s, and they're making their transition from D2 to D3, and in that process they are part of the NCAA. They went from last year 20th place. You can tell they're wrestling D1 competition now because they've vastly improved. They've also improved their number of scholarships. I believe they're at six now, and they'll get to add two more next year. But they came in with some strong athletes, and they came in third on their way to potentially a championship next year.
I will give credit where credit is due. That program would not be in existence without the financial aid and the foresight of a very generous benefactor named Mark Mestermacher. I will give credit where credit is due. He has done an outstanding job. They're building a brand new wrestling facility off campus that is not high enough for anything but wrestling, by the way. No basketball in that room or volleyball, man. It's a wrestling room, and I love it. But so they improved on their year. And by the way, when you take a look at the performance of Central Florida and the apprentice school, they did trade. At one point, the apprentice school came back and remounted the lead, I think by 4 points, but yes, it wasn't enough to take them and hold them through the midday session and the balance of the tournament. So good job indeed by them, but we want to see how much further we can grow this NCAA. And that takes educators, it takes administrators and athletic programs understanding that what we can do is add a program and it can help drive enrollment. We're seeing that around the country, and we need to keep help telling that story. How best to do that?
Well, a great example of that is the success of Westchester in the last 2 years. You know, Mike Moyer has done a great job out there with Joe Miller, the coach. They've really rallied their alumni and brought them back around the program, and Westchester crowned two national champions this year. Their depth as far as the total wasn't enough to pull them in, but they play sixth just behind the U.S. Naval Prep, U.S. Naval Academy Prep School. And right behind that, our first Division II team, MIT, who lost their D3 program last year, had some class coaches there, a strong program. They took first place in Division II of the NCAA, which is the first year that we've made that designation. Division II are our club programs, and Division I are the programs like Central Florida, Apprentice, Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, those type of programs. So Jim, we're seeing a lot of growth.
Jim Junta, our guest, is he is the founder of the NCAA. There's no in large part about it. Jim, you had a vision. Did you ever think you'd get to this point?
You know, believe it or not, I mean, when you set a vision, you believe it. Now, having it actually happen, sometimes you look at it and go, wow, it really happened.
Yeah.
We did have a vision for this to occur, and we have a much larger vision to where it's going to go. And I believe it'll happen. I don't have any doubt in my mind that we can grow wrestling, not just at NCAA, because that's not our goal. We want to grow NCAA. We want to grow wrestling at every level. We want to make it more available to the public via television, via programs like yours, Scott. So we see this as an opportunity to grow every aspect of wrestling. But I can say that we've been very blessed to add a number of new teams every year. I think we had 12 or 13 new teams this year. And we've embarked on something called the Traditions Campaign that we're going to purpose to fill the stands. It's all about bringing people back to wrestling, and we're going to do that through alumni associations. Our attendance this year over the three-day program was 9,000 in the stands, and we want to bump that to 30,000 and then 60,000, and we think we can do the 30,000 in 3 years by engaging the alumni at each of these institutions. The NCAA, over its existence now, has about 15,000 alumni that have had a chance to wrestle in college that would have never wrestled in college if it hadn't been for the volunteers in the NCAA. And there are hundreds of them all over the country, coaches, spouses, managers, trainers that volunteer their time. And as a result of that, we've had 15,000 kids, young men and women, go through these programs, and that's not going to do anything but grow.
Now, you're growing that through a program called Traditions, a Traditions Campaign. Can you better describe that? Because I heartily endorse this whole idea that we have an obligation to ourselves and to our sport.
Sure. Well, the Traditions Campaign involves us mentoring and producing leadership in wrestling. That leadership, as they mature and go through college, many of them are trained up to become the future coaches and volunteers, the future officials that'll keep our sport young, vibrant, and growing. And without a purpose to do that, many times we won't achieve it. So we really believe that through the Traditions Campaign, involving alumni, involving our current wrestlers, by telling them how, right now, we're talking to them about how important alumni are to the resolve of the university and the resolve of being able to grow that program, producing coaches, producing other volunteers in the future to replace Scott, you and I someday, and volunteers that are going to be out there to learn how to be officials.
It may be sooner than you think. It's been a long season, brother.
I'll tell you.
A long season.
Let's hope not.
Well, let's real quick, and I applaud that effort, by the way. I'm certain, given your track record of success, that it too will be successful. Let's talk about the success of the women's wrestling division, because that, I see so much growth potential there, Jim, it's not even funny.
There really is a lot of potential. I'll be truthful. The situation right now with the women's program is still relatively flat. We have some extremely excited, involved individuals out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to transition from the individual one girl here, one girl there kind of plugging a program, which is still what we have, to building teams of women. And we're still working on that very diligently. We had another great tournament, but the numbers were about the same as they were last year, which was a little disappointing for us. But we'll continue to plug that. We've had a number of coaches each year that come in and see it and go, you know what, we really need to do this. Some of the competition by these gals is strong. I mean,
amazing.
There are people in the stands going, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just kind of rolling around. And I mean, they're aggressive. They are on each other. They're focused. They work hard at it. So we want to continue to grow that program all around the country with the help of the Women's Association that's out there in colleges. There are a number of schools that are also running some of that are not part of the NCAA. They do primarily freestyle. But, man, we hope that both of our organizations can work together in that and do some of both, some of freestyle and some of collegiate.
You have been accused of being a unifier, or in some cases a unificator. I think that's a George Bushism. But I'm going to champion that cause, as always, how we can bring our sport closer together and unify our sport, strengthen numbers, and participation does indeed follow. We're seeing that as evidenced through the National Collegiate Wrestling Association, Jim Junta, our guest. And Jim, from all of us in wrestling, congratulations on the successful conclusion and an exciting one. Indeed, we're going to invite our listeners out there. If you're not a member of the NCAA, we encourage you to become one. You don't have to have a member program to be a member. This is something that I think a lot of folks think that they need to be part of an organization to be a member of the NCAA, the NCWA, the National Wrestling Coaches Association. You can be a contributing member with your contribution of your membership dollars. It's easy enough. I want you to go to the NCWA website. It's ncwa.net. It's very easy to get involved with them. I think you'll be excited to see some of the news that's coming out of there on a regular basis of growth within the organization from where there was nothing 13 years ago. Believe me, there's a whole lot of schools now, a whole lot of coaches and athletes that are getting great opportunity because of one guy's vision. One guy, well, he's enlisted a whole raft of volunteers and concerned wrestling fans around the country to see this vision become a reality. And boy, what a reality. Jim, thanks for taking the time to join us today. We thank you again for your leadership, and we only wish you the best in the future.
Scott, thank you so much, and you keep doing the job and of getting the word out to people. Your program has run just phenomenally. I get to listen to every one of your broadcasts. You do a great job. Thank you for what you do for the sport as well.
Thank you, Jim. God bless.